Yeah, hi. This is Dave Kensinger, and I'd like to let everybody in the community know about a meeting tonight. The meeting is with DOT and it regards the Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan. They're having an open house from 5:30 to 6:30, and then the meeting is going to proceed afterwards from 6:30 to 8:30. The reason this is important is, and I know there's a lot of cynicism, and particularly from me, about any transportation plan, particularly from DOT, because it appears as once they are done, they immediately throw them in the waste paper basket. This one has maybe one good thing about it is it's relatively honest. It's telling us what a lot of us have suspected. They are planning on gutting the ferry system. It's just that simple. There's some real winners and losers in this process. They have stated that because we're getting old in Southeast Alaska, our population is declining, which is not correct, that they need to spend the resources up in the rail belt area. It actually says that in the plan itself. The problem with that is that we live on an island, and if we want to get anywhere, we either have to fly or take a boat. Now, the interesting thing about this transportation plan is it has three very large and two of them very expensive projects. I know you've all heard about Juneau Access. It's been talked about and planned off and on for the last 20 years. I refer to it as the Juneau Ferry Terminal Extension Project because the road doesn't actually connect Juneau to the Continental Road System. It simply moves the road another 40 or 50 miles, very expensive miles, where they have to connect with two brand new ferries. I know you've all heard about the Alaska class ferries. Well, the two Alaska class ferries are designed to build to connect the ferry terminal extension project to Haines and Skagway. The other big expensive item in the plan is a road across Baranof Island. The idea is by building a road across Baranof Island, or they have talked about a tunnel as well, that you would eliminate having to go through Sturgis Narrows. All very well and good, also very controversial, also potentially a multi-billion dollar project. But one thing that we need to remind DOT of is that if you live on an island and you have a ferry terminal on it, you need to have a ferry. The third project is a one-lane road with turnouts connecting Cake across the island to, well, we're not really for sure, but we think somewhere around Kupernov. And then the road ends. No ferry terminal, no vessel planned for that project either. So what is the point of building a road across an island without a ferry terminal and without a ferry? These are all really good questions we should ask DOT. Now, the thing that will really concern us is that they're planning on getting rid of the mainline ferries. Well, we all knew this was going to happen sooner or later. The vessels are old, and realistically, they should have been replaced 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You have to go to countries like Indonesia or the Philippines to find ferries of that age that are still in use today. While our boats are very well maintained, they are old and expensive to operate. The cost of building a modern mainliner probably exceeds $400 to $500 million. I don't need to tell you that money is tight on a federal level and on a state level. So what we need to do is we need to tell the state that in their planning, they need to remember that we live on islands and that we need some sort of vessel transportation to get us from one island to the next. Otherwise, it doesn't do a whole lot of good building roads to nowhere. If you can, attend the meeting and let DOT strongly know that we would still like to have ferry service in Petersburg in the future. Thanks.